just as a quick reminder, if you want to stay on the line, you're welcome to. We've got six individuals, well, five today. One has an excused absence. He's traveling and can't be on the line at this time. But Harold Walkup, Janice Skipper, Kathy Clark, Kathy Podrasky, Harold Walkup, Molly Chang, and I think that's everybody. I don't think I missed anybody. But those five out of six individuals, Ken Scripp is the one we're missing this morning, will be hanging on the line and going through what we discussed, or I should say what Rick Murphy discussed on his call last Sunday night, and going through the 90-day rhythm or Pathfinder cycle, if I can call it that. But the topic last Sunday, and let me double check my notes here. What was last Sunday? Today is the 12th. How do you prospect, recruit, and sponsor your last business partner? How did we do that? And that was the focus of the discussion. And that's what we're going to be discussing this morning. So are any of those six on here?
This is Kathy Podrasky. I just got on, so I missed what you said we were going to discuss.
Well, then I'm going to put you on the spot and make you see how good you are.
Great. I was changing PIN numbers.
Yeah, no, good. That means you were on the early call. Did that benefit you? Did that do anything for you, Kathy?
Yeah, it makes me feel real bad that I'm not down in Houston today. It really does.
See, that's where I tried to swing that so I could be there, but I just couldn't justify being gone a week and a half from, and missing two Fridays of skiing. I missed one last Friday, but yesterday it was 62 degrees up on the mountain, and my forehead's quite a bit sunburned, even after two applications of sunblock. And, of course, I got the lecture from Stacy on why I couldn't put more sunblock on our eldest daughter, who always gets sunburned. And I did, once after lunch and once right before we hit the slope. But, I wanted to be in Houston for that event because I was in Dallas last weekend for an event as well, but just couldn't swing it. So, anyways, we got Kathy from Texas. I'm looking from Kathy for Seattle. Harold Walkup, Janice, Molly. Boy, this is going to be a short call if it's just Cash and I.
Heck yeah.
My goodness. Okay. Well, Kathy, it's you and me and 47 people that are listening to you and me. And so we'll have some fun here. I'm not going to waste any time, and I'm not going to waste your time, Kathy. No worries on my part. What'd you get from Rick's call? Were you able to take it in and listen to it last Sunday night or the recording of it?
Yes, I listened to it. Actually, I recorded it myself.
Okay, on that subject of how did you prospect and sponsor and bring on board your last business builder? Was that applicable to you?
It taught me something. Yeah, I learned a few things different ways of going outside your family. My last business builder was a family man.
That's always fun, stepping outside of the comfort zone, or the, I should say, the warm market zone of the family members.
Yeah, I just have to do that because I've talked myself to death to the to the people I work with, their friends, and I don't have a whole lot of family in this area. And actually, it's a small family altogether. But so it's just they just kind of smile and they look at my products and they look at my product guides and that's interesting, and they'll try something if I got it there with me, but at work, for instance. But and they'll say, this is great, this is works, and I sold a few products to a few people at work, but they just don't take it seriously. The people I'm working with just don't take seriously where the economy, if you want to call it, where things are nowadays.
Okay.
They think they're just that they're well. I worked for a big hospital, a huge hospital. You know, they kind of control the whole entire East Texas area. And everybody thinks that the hospital's going to take care of them. They just keep working for them, and they've got this retirement thing, and they're not going to have. They're just going to retire and then watch TV for the rest of their life. And I'm getting close to retirement age, and the people I'm working with that are my age are starting to get sick. They're needing knee replacements. They're getting cancers. They're getting back problems, hernias, all things from kind of work-related, a lot of it, and from years in the healthcare industry where you're actually out on the floor doing the work, you know, instead of just in your offices thinking.
Yep.
But and it's scaring a lot of people. They're starting to think. What am I going to do with finances? I just had a coworker get diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and she's been working for the hospital for 20 some years. I think it's 20 some years, and you know, she's got a little retirement, but she's been, you know, and we've all been listening to her talk and tell us about, you know, she's. Where am I going to get the money for this? Where am I going to get the money for that? You know, and it's kind of coming to everybody, but it's just not yet. They're not to where they're listening to my option.
Okay, Kathy, let me put you on the spot here, being it's just the two of us.
Might as well.
This is fun. I like this. This is kind of a focused thing, and...
No, Molly Chung is on the line, too.
Good morning, Molly Chung.
Thank you, Molly.
Kathy's like, man, I don't know if I can take this type of interrogation. More talking. You talk more. sorry. That's my prisoner of war Gestapo impression with the Asian influence. Kathy and Molly, I'm going to ask you this question as well. Do we tend to use the product angle because of what's going on in our society? Here's an interesting tidbit that I learned from a gentleman I sat next to on a flight from, where was I going? It was too early in the morning, Minneapolis to Chicago on a 6 a.m. flight. And he is the president of his own company, 30-some employees, I think he said, but they can do consult work for pharmacies and develop all kinds of interesting things. But he mentioned to me that Walgreens, there is a Walgreens store that opens every 18 hours. And if somebody could hit *6 on your phone while you're clanging around or... washing your hands, flushing your toilet, whatever it is you're doing, that would be so much helpful for me. A little sarcasm there, but again, *6 will mute your line in and out. Every 18 hours, a Walgreens store opens. Now, if that doesn't constitute the fact that this wonderful world that we live in, that's just not in America, that's all over the globe. Every 18 hours, another Walgreens store opens. So obviously, people, there's a need for healthcare. There's a need for finding modalities that will treat our body. And most of the people, 99 point whatever it is out there, are running to the corner drugstore, whether it's a Walgreens, a Rite Aid, a CVS, whatever the case may be, even a Walmart. We're purchasing things to fix our bodies because we don't want to be, we don't want to be sick. We don't want to be tired, so whether it's a quick fix or more of a natural homeopathic way, people are looking out there. So is that a good reason to approach people from a product side, and is that primarily what you're doing, Kathy?
Probably yes, for a slightly different reason, because I'm in healthcare. Everybody is looking at me to give them, you know, a health advice. Nobody thinks I know anything about business. You know. I mean, seriously, though, they don't. They know me as a nurse, they know me as somebody that might, you know, that would know all kinds of stuff about these products, and they'll really listen rapidly to me talking about them. But if I try to talk business to them, it's like they switch. It's just not. This is my friends. These are people that know me that I'm talking about. You know, they kind of go, okay, you know, and they don't take serious. I can just feel it. They don't take seriously anything I'm saying anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They don't listen. I mean, they're polite and they listen, but they're shut off.
Right.
So I just got to go elsewhere. You know, just walk. I thought about walking into businesses, just picking a section of town and just going into one business after another and just asking to talk to the manager or the owner. And telling him briefly what I do, and you know what that I'm helping this company expand in the Tyler area, and see if I can get any interest from anybody.
Okay.
You know, I thought about it. I haven't worked out what I'm going to say yet, but this I think is seriously what I'm going to have to do, and just look for strictly for business owners, and going not as a nurse, but you know I'll have that behind me if I need it, but I've got to go. Talking business.
What about it from this perspective, Kathy? Let me just throw this out to you, and I'm not trying to give you a line or a pat commercial. If I were in your shoes, I think this is kind of how I would approach it, because I don't have a healthcare background. I don't know anything about that, and when people start naming conditions or diseases, I look at them, and my typical response is, you know, after my years of being in Spanish-speaking countries, is simply, como? You know, like, what the heck? You know, I don't have a clue what you're talking about. How about from the angle of, you know, Tom, it's great to meet you. I see that you've got a pretty successful, at least from the outside looking in, pretty successful real estate business here in Tyler. And I don't know if this would be appealing to you or if you're open to anything like this. My background in the nursing industry, in the nursing field, I just feel compelled to make a different turn in my career at this point, and I've aligned myself with the number one provider of healthcare products in Japan. And, you know, I'm sure you're aware that in Asia they do things differently as far as more of a preventative standpoint and or a complementary standpoint. And I just thought, you know, from a business perspective, you might want to see what's going on, because you may know people, and again, this may not be for you at all. However, you may know people that might be looking for something that could really, from a business standpoint, launch them in a career, or if nothing else, give them the ability to live and allow their body to function the way it should function. Is that would there be a time where we could get together for 15 minutes? And I can just kind of show you what this is all about.
I really like that, man.
Okay, and Kathy, I didn't rehearse that. I didn't practice it. You've got to be able to share your heart.
Yeah, that sounds better that way. Yes, it sounds better that way.
And again, it's not product angle. It's not business angle. Uh-huh. It's just, again, taking it out there. You know, and a lot of times... I watched William Todd at our Business Fundamental event last weekend in Minneapolis, and, you know, when it comes to prospecting is nothing more than getting people's information. And saying from the line of walking into Tom's real estate firm and saying, hey, Tom, here's my card. My name is Kathy Podrasky, and my background is in nursing, but that's not why I'm here today. I like what I see from the outside looking in from your business, and I'm thinking I might have something that, but, you know, aside from that, how long have you been in business? You've already passed off your card, so he's got your information. He can look at your card, and hopefully it's something somewhat attractive, or it has a name of your business or whatever. And it's got, you know, www.mynikin.com or something on there that he can look at and say, oh, what the heck is this? I've never heard of that, you know. You start out by handing your card. All your number one goal is to collect cards. You're collecting information. The follow-up, that's where we go transition from prospecting to recruiting.
Uh-huh.
So So your number one goal in prospecting is just to get information from people, just to be out there collecting. Going to an event where it's a networking group or whatever, just get people's information. Because a lot of these BNI groups or networking groups, they have strict policies about you can't, you know, come and peddle your stuff until you get your 2 minutes, you know, spot to do your spiel once every 6 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever it is. But there's no rules or regulations about getting people's information and contacting them, you know, afterwards. And if you're yes.
I'm just biting at the bit because I get so excited about prospecting.
And this is why I don't have to fly solo at this. And why, hey, by the way, Mom, before you jump in here, Molly and Kathy, did you guys get anything out of having Dad cover the call last Saturday? Because I wasn't able to listen at all.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was great to talk to.
Okay.
It's good at asking questions. I don't remember he said much of the subject. But
did you feel naked after he was done drilling you with a zillion questions? Because usually that's what he does.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so, Mom, the line's yours. Go ahead.
Dad's here, too, but I just have to, a couple of thoughts. I'm trying to help people with the psychology of how I go about prospecting, because I think that's better than just the examples. I want people to not be on the defense, so I can't go, like, through the mall and just look for, you know, ask to speak to the manager or go places just purposefully to meet people. I can go out with the intent that I'm going to find some, yes, but not just, well, like you go in and ask for the manager or the owner of a business and then start talking to them. Okay, that doesn't work real well for me. But what does is putting myself where there are people and in a place that I'm comfortable. Like, I probably don't prospect well in an automotive shop. That's not my gig. But, you know, just even in the airports, and this last one was I collected so many cards with so much to get back, many people to get back to that.
Okay, Mom, let's rewind, because I watched how William did it and how his approach is, and just, you know, literally, hi, my name's William Todd, here's my card. What did you do to exchange information with these people at this nutrition conference that you were at?
It was first, well, we had 10 days there, so you're not in any hurry. It's just how things come up, and it was just getting to know them, and it was a lot of conversation. That's totally different than when I go in and I just prospect, because that's building a relationship. Until something came up, we never addressed it, and because we were there to learn. We were strictly there to learn, but there were so many opportunities that came up that we put more time in with people, and Carol was doing exactly the same thing. And, of course, a lot of that was going from a product in, but also came up people that wanted out of their careers. And, of course, that's the really exciting part. But back to the one that was going at the airport, a young man, I'm say early 40s young man, was sitting there, and he sat there the whole time and didn't say anything to me. And then finally he said something. I don't even recall what it was. And then I looked at him, I smiled, and I gave him a two- or three-word answer. And then there was another comment, and then we started into conversation. So after whatever we were talking about, I don't remember what it was. It didn't make any difference at all. It was just, you know, what's the weather? And found out that he was from the area where we are here in Port Lyden, which was really strange, that he knew this area that well, and we talked about it, and I said, so you're headed back there now, because that was the direction I'm going. He's sitting right in my boarding area, and he goes, oh, no, I'm going to Seattle. I said, you're going to Seattle, so you're going away from home. He goes, no, that's where I live. I'm going home. And I said, you live in Seattle. You're from there. Okay, well, and then we talked a little bit about the difference of New York and Seattle. Then I said, so what do you do in Seattle? And he says, oh, I work for Boeing. And he started talking about his job. And then the next thing that came out of him was, something came up about health. He really loved what he was doing, but it was much later. Then, so anyway, I couldn't go anywhere with that conversation because he loved what he was doing, okay? So I didn't dig too much deeper there. Then he started talking about health and wellness. And he tells me he almost died a year ago because his cholesterol was so high. Well, I came out of this medical conference, and that was a big issue. We talked about cholesterol. In fact, we had people lower 60, 80 points in 10 days. And
wow.
And I lowered mine 29 points, and it didn't even need to go any lower.
Okay, Mom, let me interrupt you because there's a simple formula that is become second nature to you and Dad and, you know, so many others out there. And it's the word form. And Molly, Kathy, I know you guys have heard this before, but it doesn't hurt to write it down vertically. Now, vertical is up and down. I tried to get people in Minneapolis to do this last weekend, and it was quite the funny thing. Vertically means up and down. So if you write it vertically, form, F-O-R-M, family, occupation, recreation, and M is money, correct? Yes, no?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I can't remember.
Message.
Deliver the message. Okay. And what you did with this gentleman without even putting him in any type of order is you talked about, did you talk about his family?
Didn't actually say anything when he was growing up, but not right current.
Okay. But a little bit, and when you get into the location of where somebody lives, because there's a lot tied into that, but definitely the occupation and the recreation. And I found myself doing this the same thing. It doesn't have to be limited to airports and on airplanes. You can do this anywhere. One of the greatest things that I do, which seems to really, especially when I'm traveling, when I meet somebody for the first time and I say, hey, have you ever been out to the Northwest? Oh, yeah, I was out in Seattle. Well, you know, here's my card. If you ever get to Portland and you want to see the Columbia River Gorge from the perspective of somebody who has grown up there, who's somebody who knows where all the nooks and crannies are, the waterfalls, the things that nobody else really even knows about, the thing that 99.9% of most Portlanders don't even know about, and they're only 20 miles away, why don't you give me a call? I'm serious. I'll give you a private tour. Be happy to do it. We love hosting people in our home. And you see these people's eyes light up. Now, I don't know if you can do that about Dayton, Ohio, or Tyler, Texas. Okay, sorry.
The biggest Air Force museum.
You can, exactly. You know, and you can say to somebody, hey, here's my card. You know, if you ever get there, I don't necessarily need to give you a private tour, but I'm telling you, I'd love to, you know, cross paths with you again. But now, where again do you live and what is it? If you spin it around every single time and go back to the person and just get the information, you're just gathering information. Now, Mom, what will you do with that gentleman that works for Boeing to go from prospecting to recruiting?
Okay, what I couldn't get going was anything on the business because he liked what he did. But when I hit on, and that's where I'll do a flip. You know, I work in the field of wellness and see what they do then, just casually when either he asked me or whatever. But anyway, when he hit on the cholesterol thing and he almost died from taking the drugs, and said he got off of them and he wasn't going to do that anymore. He says, I'm lucky to be alive. I'm totally lucky to be alive. Mind you, Jenny. And so anyway, I just looked at him and I said, so what are you doing now? So I said, how's your cholesterol now? And he said, it's the same as it was. It's horrible. I mean, I'm a walking heart attack. Well, it really isn't what I learned, but I'm going to still go that direction. I said, you know what? I just came out of a medical seminar. I said, what are you doing with your diet? He says, oh, I'm an incredibly good eater. I eat all organic. He says, I have for years. And he looked the part. He looked super healthy. I said, you know what? I just found out that's not true because I've eaten organic, you know, da-da-da-da. Milking the cow, out buying more cows for my grandkids so I can give them raw milk, all this. And he goes, not doing it right. And I said, well, I wasn't. I found out. And he goes, but that's what I'm doing. And I says, well, here's the name of a book, and let's exchange emails, and I'll give you an overview. All I want is cards. Well, then we flip right back talking about his career. I just asked him. I said, he said to me, I am at the top of the ladder in the corporate structure. I'm sick and tired of being there, and I want out. And I go, whoa, why did you go on? We went all over the board. And I said, really? Now, I had done one other thing, and that was I had said to him, I said, don't
beg
anymore right now, please.
Now, Mom, let me stop you. How did you contain yourself from saying out loud, whoa, you know, now let's just vomit Nikan business and
well,
what,
I told him,
hey, we've been earning, you know, 40 grand a month and doing this part-time, really playing with it, you know, and, you know, how do you stop?
I had time with him, and what I wanted to do was see how blunt I could be, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And this is a little trick I've got because I want to go straight forward with as much as I can give him without it being, you know, coming across too strong. So I went back and I talked a little bit more about the healthcare field, and I threw two really blunt comments out about what we're doing with the way we're eating. And I said something to the effect, yeah, when people tell me this is a hard way to live, you know, being careful about your food and not eating this instead, I just look at them and I say, you know, well, I'm doing this as prevention. You know, how do you think you'd like the taste of chemotherapy and radiation before you die? And he looked at me, and it worked. He looked at me, and he goes, you're straightforward and blunt, aren't you? And I said, yes, when I know what I know, I can't just say, oh, you know, this seems to be okay, and this seems to be a better choice. No, it is what it is, just like what Rick and Terry talk about. So I went back then, and I said, I got another question for you. Have you ever tried anything on your own? Have you ever done anything on your own? He says, well, I do. I have this other business, blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, I want to ask you a question, or I want to give you just a little bit of background. I said I work in the field of wellness. Well, all the stuff I said about nutrition, I don't get paid for. What I really get paid for is the wellness end, where I introduce people and educate them on new technologies that have been developed for their health, to improve their health. And he looked at me and he goes, okay, and I said, to make it really short and sweet, I said, I'm going to give you an example. You're looking for something. I'm assuming you want it to pay well. You want to be
okay, honest. Mom, let me interrupt you again, because you, how long had it been since he said he was looking for something to get out?
Probably 5-8 minutes, because
okay.
We're just sitting there waiting. We got, you know, he's got time, I've got time, and he's not going anyplace.
Okay, let me share something, then I'll let you come back and finish, and I'm going to turn the call over to you, because I've got a three-way that I need to do right quick here. The gentleman I was sitting next to on my flight, and again, it's a short flight from Minneapolis to Chicago, so not a lot of time, so you have to be very cautious, and you can't go, you know, vomiting Nikan all at once.
I never even said Nikan.
Okay, in our course of conversation with this gentleman, his name was Terry, I observed a lot that he had a colleague, one of his employees, sitting three rows in front of us because they acknowledged each other when they sat down and made some jibe. But he was the first one to open his mouth, and he said, man, flying isn't what it used to be. He was the one that initiated. I didn't have to. I had plenty of stuff to read. I had plenty of stuff to work on. He initiated it. I didn't have to. In our course of conversation, though, I learned all about his kids. His youngest is 17, and he said, I asked him, does your wife work outside of the home as well? He said, nope, she hasn't since our kids have been growing up. However, she's got a degree in something rather, and after our youngest is out of high school, she's thought about getting back, at least getting something part-time. She loves to volunteer at our church, so we talked a lot about that. 15 minutes later, I said, you know, here's my card. If you ever get to the Northwest, you know, or to Oregon, I'd ask him if he'd ever been there, and he said he had, but he hadn't seen any of the stuff. But I said, you know, this may or may not be for you, but you mentioned your wife might be looking at doing something. My wife and I have been playing with this thing, you know, this company out of Japan for the last 15 years. I was only looking for something part-time to generate $500-$600 a month income. I had no idea that it would be to where we're at now. No idea. I didn't really get into divulging income. I just didn't.
Well, I did.
Okay. Well, and you can. You know, I may have mentioned something that, you know, we've been at the six-figure mark for quite some time, but...
Well, it wasn't on me. It was on somebody else, because I don't like to talk about us.
Okay, so you used somebody else's, what, Dennis and Ruth's, or?
Nope, I used yours. I just said to him, this is a concern.
See, I just use you guys' all the time, but which is fine. And Molly, Kathy, and by the way, are any of the other guys on the call that I missed?
Yeah, Denise is here.
Oh, Denise. You should have spoken up sooner so Molly and Kathy wouldn't have been getting picked on so hard.
I'm basically listening mode. I've been sick, so I'm just on the listening mode here today.
Okay. So, anyways, you guys, remember, when there's a big difference between prospecting and recruiting. Don't get the two confused. Don't try and recruit to someone from the get-go unless they all of a sudden say, you know, I've been praying and I was going to go online today. I want to be a Nikan Wellness Consultant. If they say something like that, there's no reason. I got a call yesterday morning from a doctor in Newfoundland. That's a half an hour ahead of East Coast time zone for some reason. I don't know how you have to have a half an hour increment, but anyways, his words were to me. I heard about Nikan years ago. I got a hold of those wraps. I'm a rehabilitation specialist, because his title says doctor. He has his own practice. I talked to this receptionist. The long and short of it was he said to me, when he said, now, is there some type of program where I can sign up and actually distribute this? Because I'd be interested in something like that. You think I'm going to talk to him about the preferred customer program? If he said he wants to be a distributor? No. I was more interested in getting out the door because I was supposed to be at my brother's house to pick up the ski van and the rest of the team that was going. So I said, look at Paul. I said, Dr. Paul, I can't talk to you today. I right now, I really need to get out the door. And he said, no, that's fine. He said, you know, and my secretary's got all my information, credit card and all that, so you can contact her if you can't reach me. So it just made it so much easier, so I follow up with that. But the key here, again, prospect and recruit. Gather the information as a prospector, then process it as a recruiter and transfer them either into... Every person you talk to should either become a preferred customer or a wellness consultant. Either way. Because as a preferred customer, they can get the products with a discount. And that's going, just so you guys know, that's going to evolve and change. And you're going to love, you are absolutely going to go nuts. Mom, I don't know if you were on the PC call on Wednesday, but...
I was not.
You guys, come May 1st. Come May 1st. I will tell you this. On May 1st, on that kickoff call, which is going to be on a Thursday night at 6 p.m. West Coast, 9 p.m. East Coast, you're going to want to make sure you've had, you know, a couple shots of espresso or a few rev-ups or something to make sure your learning curve is at the top of its game. And I'll just leave it at that. You're going to be hit with so many, and again, this is phase one of five introductions that they're going to do over the next few months leading up to the convention that is going to blow your mind about what Nikan is doing to not only simplify the opportunity that we have and to take confusion out, but to give you some simple tools and some methods that when you talk to people about Niken, it's going to be a no-brainer. It's like, well, I'd be just a moron if I didn't say yes to that. So take William Todd's challenge and get things going, and you're going to want to start, I mean, you want to accelerate what we're doing. And I'm pointing to myself when I say that. And if we don't, we'll really, you'll be very, very frustrated. And it's simple enough that you can grab hold of it and run with it. So,
well, that's got me really.
Yeah, you should be excited. I mean, trust me. Mm-hmm. If you know what I knew, and I wish I could tell you, I just can't.
I can hear it in your voice. And I could hear it in Rick's voice last Sunday. I know him well enough to know.
Molly, you should call some people that are right next door to you in Columbus, someone like Sarah Niles, who's on the leadership committee as well. Well, Mom and Dad are as well, and so they're privy to this information and what Niken's been working on. However, each group in the leadership council is broken down into a subgroup with a, and you can see these online. They're all there, which group people are in, and to see what they're working on. But Sarah Niles is part of the events group, the events committee, and some of the stuff that they're doing, holy smoke. So anyways, on that note, Mom, there's 11 minutes left on the time frame.
Okay, I just want to give them something that they can all do as the end, because anybody can create conversation.
Absolutely.
The same way I did.
Absolutely. So the call is yours. I'm bugging out at this point. So you guys, I'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, Van. Anyway, my question to him was, I said, let me just sum up what a little bit about the potential in the field that we work in, the field of wellness. And he goes, well, I don't think you have to tell me that. Look at the headlines. And he pointed to the headlines of the newspaper, which was disaster for health there right now. And everybody's aware. He was very sharp and very astute in overall conditions. And you could tell because of his concern about food and his own body. But I just looked at him and I said, let me sum it up this way. To give you an idea of the potential in the field, and this was back 16 years ago when we started, and it's only gotten greater now, and you know that from what you see around you. He says, yeah, look around. You know, and he couldn't say it too loud because two people over were, you know, people that you knew really needed to hear the message on something about health. And I looked at him and I said, I'll be really straightforward. The easiest way I can say this is our son came into this the same time we did. He was 24 years old before he reached his 30th birthday. The company had paid him over $1 million in commission. And he looked at me and he goes, wow. And I just looked at him and I said, do I have your attention? And he said, got my attention. And, you know, I didn't say what it was, what we did. I just, you know, if I make any other statement, I just say, you know, the technologies are things that we don't know about in this country. Everybody needs to know about them, but they don't. And you know where the money's made. It's at the beginning, and we're barely at the beginning. We just expanded our field is all during the time we've moved slowly. And now it's time to kick it in the butt and do something about it. And he said, okay, get me whatever you want me to look at. He says, I want to see what you've got. I want to see the total package. And I said, that's easy. I'll email you when I get back. And I said, I'll also email you information on how you can get your cholesterol down with things that you can do, and you won't be laying out a penny for that. And people always like that when I give them something that they know I'm sincere about, and it's not going to cost them a dime, because I'm not talking about something other than what they're buying at the grocery store. So for me, the way I eat now has been a backdoor approach into lots of people's lives. And I feel excited about it. I feel really good about it. And I know I'm a better testimony for what I'm doing. And that was, you know, one of my main purposes. The energy level, the weight being in under control, I mean permanently under control, my health at a optimum level, all of those things, and that's what I get excited about, guys. So where, whatever excites you, go where you can meet people that, you know, and this can even be hobby, because I can go into the areas. Of course, I was looking at food, picked up two more in the store. One, her husband owns the Harley dealership, and she started the conversation with me. He's been in it for 35 years. We went past his place. It was a big business. She says, I'd give anything to be able to travel like you do. She didn't even know why I traveled, but we exchanged cards. And the other was a professional singer, and she was stocking the shelves just for extra money. So, you know, it doesn't matter where you go with, and those conversations were very short compared to the one I just described where I had the time to sit and talk to him for about 15 minutes. So you gear it to just wherever you are and whatever you're doing, and be friendly. People love friendly people. Questions, comments. There's more of you on the line, I know, so go for it.
Hi, Cheryl. This is Molly Chong. I'm so glad that you are back. I was assigned to call you on a weekly basis, and I haven't been able to call you in the very first week, and the second week I get so involved with so many things. I do want to talk to you later. When is the best time?
Pretty much any time I'm here, unless I'm gone. But let me give you the phone number. Do you have that, the 315 number?
Let me see. I have 503, and both are 503, and the cell phone is 503-819-1242.
Okay, that doesn't come in here at the bed and breakfast where we are. So let me give you the number here. It's 315.
Okay.
348.
Okay.
6866.
So this is the landline?
This is New York, yes. We're in New York right now. We'll be here for a little over about three weeks yet. So try that one first, and they'll answer it with Allegro. One of us will answer it with Allegro Guest House. And if you get a recording, still leave a message. We might be on the other line.
So you operate the bed and breakfast, both Oregon and New York.
Right. We went from Oregon to New York temporarily.
Okay. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. Anybody else?
Yes, Sherry, this is Kathy. When you're first talking, talking to people, you're just wanting to get information in the cards and then contact them later?
I'm just making conversation. I don't start out asking for the card or anything.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I, you know, do intro conversation, but all I want is I want their email, but I have to have a reason for getting their email. And, you know, something. I don't care whether it's talking about a sorry about that background noise. I don't care whether it's talking about a knitting project that if I'm in the craft section. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. I just want a way of getting back if there's something that stood out about them. If they're a friendly person, you know, whatever the thought is, I have to make notes about that. Because then I'll go back to them and I'll say, if we didn't get into what we do, well, you said you were traveling. How much traveling do you do? You know, we do a lot of traveling. Do you get to do as much as you want to do? It doesn't matter. There's got to be a reason that I want their name. I don't get everybody that stands in line next to me at the grocery store. But if you're out and about, you know, within a day, you should easily be able to pick up two or three names of people that you've run into if you make the attempt to create conversation and be friendly.
And then you contact them later.
Right.
To make an appointment.
Yeah, for whatever reason I'm wanting to get a hold of them. Sometimes I just say, you know, sounds like we got enough in common. I'm new to the area or, you know, whatever my situation is at the time, would you be open to having coffee? I want to get to know more people. Or I'm expanding my business and you may know of someone that might be interested. Could we have coffee? based on your background. You're an entrepreneurial mind. You're busy. You love your job, but I'm sure you probably got friends that, you know, and if I've gone into the other direction on health and wellness, you know, we've got some new technologies. We've got a new product. I'm just experiencing it. If you understood it, I know you don't need it. I can tell by looking at you, but you may know of someone if I could take 15 minutes of your time. And also, what I'm really doing is looking for a business partner. You know, that type of thing. It just depends on what you've said to them. You can't script out, you know, a casual meeting, but you can certainly, you know, just be friendly. Ask questions, get to know people. I mean, how many people do you honestly know and know well that you would love to have in business with you because you know something about them? I'm sure you know some of them, right? Okay, and maybe you've talked to them and they're not interested or the timing's not right now, but how many more people could you get to know and what percentage of them would you enjoy having in your business? See, that's what I look for. I look for people I would enjoy spending time with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's real important.
And
who do they? And also, who do they know?
Yeah, and who do they know? I mean, if they're just pleasant, you want to spend, you know, a few minutes with them over coffee. So yeah, I bet we're running into Ruth's time right now.
I think she's using a different number.
Oh, she is.
I think so.
I thought somebody was using this line.
Well, it used to be Ruth. She had something. She had her WinRip at 10:30. But last week she said something about using a different PIN number.
Oh well, okay.
Okay.
So maybe she's got a different extension there then. Anyway, any other questions anyone has? Because I know you guys have got other things to do and need to get on the road. We have to get out and apply it, don't we?
This is terrific.
Yeah, I do have one urgent need to know how you approach it. I find people whom I can click with many times, but I'm so afraid that whatever I would do next, I might spoil it.
Okay, it doesn't, you know, Molly, that is a really common situation. And I think everybody goes through it. Some of us go through it longer than others do. And you're looking at it because you're thinking you need that person. You really want them to say yes to you and you need them. No.
Yes.
No. You need someone, but does it matter if you have to talk to 10 people to get a really good one, or does it matter if you have to talk to 50 people to get a really good one? Doesn't matter. Just go through the people. You're practicing. And what you're practicing is your confidence level and your posture. Now, tell me how sold you are on the products.
How what?
How sold are you on the products?
Well, definitely, Nikon is the company. You know, we have all the technologies available.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you another question. How sold are you on the business? Are you looking at where you'd like to be and you haven't gotten there yet? Or are you looking at where others are and realizing that you can do exactly the same thing they do if you just determine that you want to do it? I was not allowed to say I can't. It might take me a little bit longer, but I'm going to do it and I'm going to get there. And I just gave you the example for that exact reason. I don't talk about how big my checks are. In fact, I told the man, I said, I'm not even going to talk about how much we make. He didn't know whether it was more or less. He had not a clue. I didn't give any relationship to what we make at all. I said, I'm just going to tell you, my son was only 24 when he started this. Everybody thinks they can match up to some kid, for crying out loud, that are barely past their teen years.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
before he was 30 years old, the company had paid him over $1 million. Okay, you can say exactly the same thing. You can say the person that I'm working with that's training me, and you don't have to say us, that's training me and coaching me, in his first 6 years, he's made over $1 million with the company. He's a pretty good trainer, and I'm a good listener, and I'm learning really fast. That's what you're telling yourself, see?
Oh, great.
And you need, once you develop it between the ears with that kind of an attitude, it doesn't matter whether they say yes or no. It was another person to practice on, move on, and go to the next one. It's not like they're your closest friend. At least you should be beyond some of your closest friends now.
I've been ignoring them.
You're ignoring them. Okay, well, don't ignore them too long. They may end up in somebody else's group, but... let them know that you're serious about it. Let people know that you're looking for another business partner or you're expanding your business or whatever. But let them know what you have. You've seen enough people that have made money with this and what they've done. Now, why are you thinking you're an exception to that? There's no reason you should be.
Well, I passed that it is not possible for me. I see it as a possible, but it is so long. I'm waiting too for myself to be successful.
Well, no, it's strictly building the confidence level in yourself to where you put it out there, you know what you know. If they want it, fine. If they don't, if the timing's not right, you go on or you put them on the products.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. I have to go through the numbers, like you say, like everybody.
And, you know, mostly it's using other tools. You either use somebody else or give them a CD or a DVD. Enough people see those great product tools that we've got, somebody is going to say, yes, I'm ready to go now.
Yeah.
What's next? What else do you have for me to look at?
Thank you.
I mean, we're no miracle workers. We've come through it just like everybody else. It's just that we've taken a lot more. We've walked away from a lot more people than you ever have, more than you could probably dream of.
Hmm.
And you have to be willing to do it. It doesn't make it sound like, I mean, I'm not trying to make it sound like it's one in a million. It's just that you've got to go through the numbers to find the people that are ready to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Giving them the tools, being friendly, being polite, all of these things count. Not vomiting all over them, like I say. But basically, that's it. We make it too hard.
Yes.
The more you practice it, the easier it gets. If you don't practice it, it doesn't get easy. When I'm on a roll, I can do one right after the other because I'm just thinking about how great it is.
Yes, it has the prospect and has become fun the last 2 weeks.
Good. That's what I want to hear. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have a question? We all need to run.
No, this is great. Other team members missed a terrific call.
Yeah.
I'm going to call my person and tell her what she missed.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe they're out prospecting and they're having the same kinds of great results. So, anyway, you guys, it's a beautiful day here in upstate New York. You guys have an absolutely wonderful day. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week or in between, Molly.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're certainly welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.